De allernieuwste telefoon, een groter huis, een dikke auto voor de deur, verre vakanties. Ik gun het je van harte hoor, maar wat heb je eraan als ondertussen de planeet verder opwarmt en naar de galamiezen gaat? Wil je echt weten hoe het zit en wat we eraan kunnen doen? Luister dan naar BNR Duurzaam elke maandag tussen 3 en half 4 op de radio en altijd online als podcast. Want die volhoudbare wereld, die maken we samen.
BNR Duurzaam wordt mede mogelijk gemaakt door Milieuservice Nederland. De ondernemende afvalpartner voor zakelijk Nederland.
De Nationale Autoshow wordt mede mogelijk gemaakt door Leaseplan. Leaseplan. What's next?
Blijf scherp. BNR Nieuwsradio. De Nationale Autoshow. Meindert Schut en Wouter Carson.
Welkom, je luistert naar een extra aflevering van de Nationale Autoshow. Dat doen we natuurlijk niet heel vaak, maar dit keer wel met een bijzondere reden. Want we krijgen de kans om een van de oprichters van Sono Motors te spreken.
Ja, Sono Motors is een Duits bedrijf dat een betaalbare zonneauto op de markt wil brengen. Je zou ze als concurrent kunnen zien van Lightyear. Hoewel zij op dit moment natuurlijk uitsluitend nog veel grotere en veel duurdere, 10 keer zo dure, zonneauto bouwen.
Misschien zit je nu te denken dat Sono Motors, daar heb ik onlangs misschien wel iets van gehoord. Nou, dat klopt. Oprichters hebben begin deze maand bekendgemaakt dat ze dringend geld nodig hebben. Omdat ze anders die eerste auto, de Sion, niet in productie kunnen nemen. En dat deden ze via een video.
We failed. Okay. We failed to raise money. And maybe this is the end of the project sign. Maybe we need to stop Project Sign and continue with solar only. That's a tough one.
Ja, Wouter, is toch best wel opmerkelijk dat een bedrijf ook zo in de problemen komt. Is misschien niet eens zo opmerkelijk, maar dat ze er zo openlijk over zijn.
Nee. Dat zien we niet vaak. Hè. Meestal worden een goed nieuwsshow. Zijn we in ieder geval van de Nederlandse autofabrikanten. En ik denk maar even aan Spijker bijvoorbeeld. Gewend hè, van alles gaat goed en alles gaat goed komen. Dit is wel een heel erg community gebaseerd bedrijf. Waarbij ze al echte gebruikers en potentiële kopers erbij aan het trekken waren. Dus wat dat betreft past het bij het karakter van het bedrijf van wie ze willen zijn. En het is ook niet gek dat ze nu in geldproblemen zijn gekomen. Want ja, de aandelenmarkt, kapitaalmarkt, rente, weet je, alles is zeg maar eigenlijk negatiever voor dit soort start-ups. Maar goed, daarover kunnen we het gaan hebben met twee belangrijke mannen in dit bedrijf.
We zijn in Amsterdam-Noord bij Tate's Art and Event Park en we gaan praten met een van de oprichters van Sono Motors en een van de belangrijke medewerkers, namelijk Jona Christians, founder en CEO van Sono Motors, en Thomas Hausch, COO of Sono Motors. Heerlijk welkom.
Zo, Duits. Nou.
Thank you. Dank je wel.
Welkom. Welkom. Let's switch to English. English. We're better in that.
We just heard an announcement a couple of weeks ago, which was pretty alarming.
It was indeed. I mean, we went out, first of all, with a message that it's not nice. It's never nice. Right? No. When you found a new company, it's never nice to say, we did not achieve it. We did not achieve our goals.
You said you failed.
Yeah, actually, we said we failed. We failed in raising enough capital to bring the sign onto the street. And so, yes, we went out with that. And that is 1.5 weeks ago, something like that. So 10 days, to be exact. Yeah. And so what happened since was that we saw like there's a huge push from the community, right? Saying, no, don't stop. And I mean, we ourselves, we love the sign, right? Mm-hmm. We will never stop. Like if there's a way, we will always continue. And so that's what's happening since these 10 days. Yes, we came from, we failed and it might be the end of the sign to where we are today, which is like, we fight for it, for sure.
But right? Why did you bring out this dramatic message? I mean, it's not common that people do that.
It's so, not, no. But it's honest. I mean, it's really the point where we didn't want to lie or fake anything or be like, yeah, we are the great ones. It was actually where we had to admit we did not achieve it.
No.
That's why we went out with that. Yeah. However, of course, it changes the moment when you fight for it, right? First, you acknowledge, okay, we could not do it by ourselves or we at the point where we are, you know, and that is not nice. But now let's go out of that. Let's go out of that valley and up the hill again. So that's what we do at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's a moment you realize we're down and we need to get up. We don't know how yet.
Yes.
Do you know how at this moment?
That campaign, yes.
Are you climbing up the hill? Or where are we now?
Well, we are close to 900 full paid reservations, which is massive. I mean, you got to imagine, that is the equivalent amount of over 25 million euros.
Yes.
That is crazy. In 10 days.
Yeah.
And I mean, we're talking really about money that is not, you know, no big investor, not one big investor, but really coming from normal people like you and me.
Yeah.
And so that is what's so crazy.
But you already raised quite a bit of money in recent years. Is the burn rate so high?
Thomas.
This is a question for Thomas.
No, he's standing there, and I think, you know, welcome him.
How's the burn rate?
I will, to your listener, attest that Jona just handed it to me because he saw I wanted to say something.
Okay.
So, we already raised, I think, roughly 330 million.
Yeah.
And our burn rate by itself, just for employees and so forth, is not that high. We are now not 40 people anymore like we were 4 years ago, but 400. So it is a couple of million, I think 3 to 5, not 100% sure, a month. But the big expenses are now investments into tools and into the welding line at our contract manufacturer. So these are very big investments for us. They're still much more affordable than other OEMs that would build a new car. But this is the decision point we came to a couple of weeks ago when we decided we continue our policy of being very transparent to our investors, to our people that have reserved a car, and our supporters. And that is the reason why we did it. We have had that strategy, which I think is pretty unique in the automotive industry. Your listeners can't see this, but I look very old. I am very old. I'm now 30 years in the business, and it's untypical to do that.
Yeah,
indeed,
it's quite unique.
But for the listeners also, you said there, you raised 300 plus million euros, which sounds quite a lot of money. On the other end, we talked to quite a lot of people in the car industry, and they say, to develop a new model, it's 500 million to a billion. So
correct.
Then you're missing, just a tad of cash to finish the project.
We do miss about 130 million for our Series 4 vehicle and another 80 until SOP. So that is another
SOP
about 200 start of production. Okay. Our definition of start of production is the first delivery to a customer. So the factory runs earlier, but we don't call this SOP.
Yeah.
And yes, it's a lot of money, but as you point out correctly, other manufacturers or the standard business is often a billion or more.
Yes.
And the reason why we were confident in the past and still are confident, despite our cost going up, we had to delay a few times, for example, based on missing funds, but is that we decided to stick with our strategy and continue to build a car we promised that is an affordable car. So we're investing heavy in tooling so we can build about 43,000 units a year. It's not hand-built, it's not 500, 1,000, 2,000, because we want to keep the variable cost down so we can keep the price of the vehicle down. And that needs a bigger upfront investment.
Yes, I can understand it. And that's why you launched the the Scion campaign. What are you offering people? We already heard Jonah, what they already, some of them ponied up with the cash. But what are you asking offering? You're asking for money or offering something else.
I will reverse that now. I'll do the brutal money part and I give the idealistic part back to Jonah because I think that's actually the more fulfilling one. But on the pure money side, I think we've done for the first time the decision to give significant discounts. So if you're participating in our campaign, we have, for example, until the 24th of this month, 2,700 euro discount if you make a full down payment. That's 9%.
Okay.
Which is a lot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Our car is not planned to be sold with a discount. On the other side, if we would get money from the capital markets and that would be available, investors would take much more.
Yeah.
So it's a wonderful win-win situation. Our supporters will get a benefit and we will get a benefit.
Yeah, it's sort of interest, actually. You'll get a discount, but it's
correct.
It's sort of interest.
And did it work so far?
Yes, Jona pointed out we have nearly 900 yep. out of a needed 3,500 full down payment equivalents.
Yep.
And if you convert it into money, it's more than 25 million euros out of the 100 million we want.
Okay.
We need.
Yeah, you yes, need.
We
yeah.
need.
Yeah.
Need. Yeah. And additionally, we do have also Zonal Points. And maybe you've heard of it. Zonal Points is a concept where we as founders, so Lauren, Navina and me, 3 years ago put our profit shares into a pool. And if you reserve a sign, depending on the height of your down payment, you get Zonal Points. And the Zonal Points make you eligible to participate in that pool of profit shares. So what actually happens is, in case Zonal Motors makes money in the future, which will happen in the coming years.
Not if, but if, when you're making money, right?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We are like, by now, you got to imagine we are a stock listed company and have to be very careful.
Yes,
with
yes but I can see it. I can see yes. it. Yeah.
But yes, of course, on our planning, we will make profit in the future. And if we do, all these profits that would normally go to Lauren, Navina and me,
yeah.
go to that Zonal Pool.
Okay.
Zonal Pool. Zonal Points pool.
Yes.
And that is our way to show the people, like, they take risk now, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard-earned money they're giving. And we can give them something back. And that's our way of showing them, yes, it's also showing them you participate directly.
Yeah.
And it's not, you know, just by words.
Yeah. But what is interesting is it's you're asking people to take a lot of risks, and maybe you should talk about a car, because this is not a Ferrari hypercar. Sometimes people downpay a million, and in 2 years I'll get it. I mean, this is your family transportation, right? So, the complete payment of the car, which it's a big deal, I guess.
Untypical in the industry. When I joined 4.5 years ago, one of the reasons I joined was there were 3,000 people then that made a down payment to a non-luxury car.
Yeah.
In the industry, as you point out, there are people that make a down payment to get in line for the newest.
Yeah, that's
premium,
that's a big
car.
Difference, because those people with a lot of money, they already have another car.
Yeah.
So they're not dependent on this one. Mm. With this car, people are probably dependent on this car.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's a big risk for us.
Yeah.
I guess.
Or responsibility.
And responsibility.
I mean, we feel that responsibility, yeah. right? This is a hard-earned money. And yet, I mean, it's our way also. What we do with that is, because we started off with the first crowdfunding campaign. So from the beginning on, it was somehow community based, right? And as Thomas said, it's like the classical story is different. The classical story, or what a lot of people tell you, is like, why don't you do like luxury cars? You know, it's way easier. Or, you know, entering the market is way easier and profits are much better, margins are much better. And yet we see we don't have time, right? And so, of course, we had to apply different strategies to get to the point to have an affordable car. It does not come out of nothing. It has a reason.
Yeah.
So one variation only, having a contract manufacturer, or steel stamping tools, and a lot of other reasons where how we could reduce the cost of the car. But still, I mean, we entered in the market in a way that, you know, it's unusual. You know?
Yeah.
But still, we believe in it, but only because there are a lot of people standing behind it.
Okay. Yeah. Let's talk about the car.
Yeah, this, right? I was thinking about it. We're talking about the car that we haven't talked about.
What car are we talking about?
Yeah, the Sion, the solo car. Can you just do the elevator pitch of this
yes.
car? Well, you have to sell it to people because you need money. And well, yeah.
Yes. So, hi, people.
Yeah.
The Sion is a family-friendly electric vehicle. It has 300 kilometers, over 300 kilometers of range with a great LFP battery.
WLTP.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. over 300. So it's 305, to be exact. And the special thing about the Sion is that it's covered totally in solar cells. So on all sides, you will find solar cells on the car body. And what that gives you is an average on European conditions, 112 kilometers per week, completely for free by the sun, charged directly wherever you are. So 112 in average, 245 in peak. so in the summertime.
Yeah.
And when you compare the Scion to a standard electric vehicle with the same battery size, we're talking really apples to apples, then you have to charge four times less. And so especially when you talk about people having not their own garage, not their own charging station, that is the most attractive electric vehicle for them, because suddenly it's affordable and they can use it wherever they are. So that is the main feature about the Scion. It has other features. For example, it can give power back to the house, to the grid, or even to other vehicles. So we call it the bidirectional charging system. So that's also a unique feature. But overall, it's a very practical and simple car for the daily use.
Yes. You're talking about affordable. So how affordable is affordable?
Well, it's 25,000 net.
Yes.
So I'm not sure about the tax in Netherlands, but
yeah, it's VAT is 21%, so a little bit higher than in Germany.
So it would be over 30 grand.
Yeah, yeah. Around 30
in
it should be then.
Germany, it's 29.9.
Yeah. Yeah.
And our planned pricing strategy is across Europe that we have roughly the same net prices. Today, if you would subscribe for the car from the Netherlands, you would see 29.9 because you're making a reservation. But once you sign the sales contract, which comes usually 6 months before we deliver the car, then you would get the regular price.
So
for Holland, it will be roughly the same, 1-2% different maybe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We took a close look at the car. We see all those actually small solar panels all over the place, on the roof, on the doors.
Half cells.
Yes. We're learning stuff here. Yeah,
what's a half cell?
Yeah. What's a half cell? And why is it important?
A half cell?
And it's only in 30 seconds, right?
Yeah. There are 456 half cells,
which
are half the size of a normal cell,
okay,
because we can arrange them more appropriately at the car to get the maximum yield of the sun. We have 13 modules. Modules are the polymer parts that are on the outside of the car that have these half cells integrated in polymer. Yeah. This is where we have patents, and by the way, where we have a second business, we're giving to other car makers, truck makers, trailer makers.
I hope selling, not giving.
Giving against a fee.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Okay.
But nice. Jonas on the other side there smiling, because the original idea was to get completely rid of the need for fossil fuels.
Yeah.
So our targeted market share of the Scion is 1.5% segment share. So we're happy to start with it because we're proving that this works. As a matter of fact, we already installed our technology, which we had to develop ourselves in the last 4 years, into buses and trailers, made the first revenue last year. So we're not waiting to prove that the technology works. We have done it already. Mm. But here on these vehicles, we're now doing serious validation. So the half cells in there are delivering 1.2 kilowatt theoretical peak. Technically, on a good summer day, about 600 watts effective charging. And that gets you in a week between 110 to 220, 240 kilometers of extra range to the 300 that Jona mentioned.
So wouldn't that be maybe a slightly better business case selling those half-cell technology to other companies?
Well, the cell is actually not our core business. You got to imagine we can integrate a lot of cells, so also different cell types.
Yeah.
Our core technology is how do we integrate the solar cell in the car body. And that's where it gets like a little bit like special, because what we do here is we have then first the cells in a, we call it the PV label, so photovoltaic label, and there first of all the cells are like kind of because cells are very thin, right, and they can
like
easily
like a human
break.
Hair
yeah, it's very thin. It's I think it's 140 nanometers, something like that, so it's rather thin, and so you can break them easily. So first we put them in that PV label. And that already makes sure that they're covered and secured. And then our core technology is then to have this PV label in a injection molding process integrated into the whole part. So when you see the whole part of, I don't know, the door or the mudguard or whatever it is, you can actually see it.
Yeah, there's solar panels everywhere. That's the most... the striking thing, and I knew it, but then I see it, and oh wow! So
and even a little bit bended.
Yes. Yeah. I mean,
it's not usual for solar panels.
No, it's not usual. And I mean, that's what Thomas said. That's why we had to develop for the last 4 years by our own.
Yeah.
Because no one did it before like that. To really say, like, we integrate in the whole car body everywhere. It was completely new. And yeah, it took us 4 years. It took us, we took 5,000 different material combinations for the material stack, because that is also, you know, the whole process has to work and give you modules that are reliable. And to tweak that and really find the best combination, the best chemistry,
okay,
that was essentially the whole, you know, engineering there.
So how far along are we in your mind? What do you need now? Do you need more people who say, okay, I'm going to buy it? Or is there funding coming from other parties? Where are we? Yeah,
Thomas is smiling.
We need more people.
We need more people.
That is clear. We need more people. The good news is we're confident we can make it. We're on pace. But let's face it, we have a quarter of the campaign behind us, and we have a quarter of the necessary money. So in the next 38 days or 37 days, we have a counter on the website. Please visit it, sonomotors.com. We need the full support. Anybody who's excited about it, who listens to your podcast, should have a look and see, is that interesting for me? And then give us a call. We actually don't outsource our phones. We're all reachable. A lot of people work in Munich and around the world. Out of our 400 people, we actually had a lot of volunteers for this campaign. You might actually talk to me, you might talk to Jona, you might talk to a lot of engineers that have for a couple of weeks stopped or halted or took a break in order to talk to our supporters. So try it out.
You're here in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. How important is being here? How important is in the Netherlands for Sono Motors?
Well, first of all, it's the first day we're here in Amsterdam today. And already by now, this morning I was standing a lot with the people, right, and talking. I can say it's so crazy. I mean, the people love it. And we had like events in Hamburg before, and so Germany, basically. But we really see, like, Dutch people really are so open to it and interested and be like so progressive to be like, yeah, of course, it makes so much sense, right?
Because we're very sunny.
Not today.
Not today, no.
No.
But yeah, it's actually, I mean, it's great to see. Funny thing is, what I actually experience is Dutch people who visit us here are very well informed. It's crazy how like, in Germany, we also had people coming by and be like, I don't know, tell me, you know, what is it all about? And here, all the people, they watched even the most recent videos. They know everything about it and be like, yeah, I'm totally informed. I just want to see the car. So coming back to your question, of course, I mean, the whole story of Zone Motors is still people believing in a kind of future, right? And I see a lot of Dutch people believing in that kind of progressive and optimistic future where, like, yeah, we can do something. We don't have to wait and sit.
If I can add, the one thing that was obvious for me over the last few years, Holland was already quite leading in Europe regarding electric vehicles. Maybe not like Norway, but definitely in the front. And you have a Dutch solar electric vehicle company here. But more importantly, I think Holland is trailblazing as a government or a country to understand how solar works. I think it's the first country in the EU, if not worldwide, that supports solar electric vehicles. And I think that is absolutely remarkable. That might be another reason why there's so much openness towards
it. Well, you threw Lightyear on the table, so let's talk about Lightyear for a minute. Are you impressed with the developments with Lightyear?
Yes.
Your competitor, I mean, maybe?
Well, first of all, I'm absolutely impressed and can only congratulate them on their SOP. So when was it? Two weeks ago?
Yeah.
Two weeks?
Yeah,
something
like, yeah. So it was in December. Or, yeah.
Something like that. And it's absolutely great. I mean, we, of course, met before. And it's funny because, I mean, they entered the market in a different way.
Yeah.
Right? High price and so forth.
Yeah.
And still, they faced a lot of similar struggles, right? And so meeting them was always like, they only had to drop one word, and I knew exactly how they feel. I only had to drop one word, and they knew how I feel. So it's great. It's great to also feel like you're not alone, right? Mm-hmm. Like being a pioneer in that regard to bring solar mobility forward feels like a lot better when you see like, no, there are other companies going in the same yeah. direction. We yeah. even have then a, it's called the ASOM Association. So we have an association to make sure like if we have interest, like common interest, we can represent them together.
Okay.
And there's not only the two of us, there are even more in there. So in that regard, it's for me, it's really great to see they did it. They yeah. really came to the point.
But if you,
I saw the post just yesterday where they delivered the first car to yeah. to the first customer. Right.
Yeah.
It's there, right? Yeah. We talk about solar mobility.
Yeah.
It's there.
It must be a rich guy.
I don't know. I have no idea.
I can tell you that the car by itself, from an engineering point of view, is
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
It is about 10 times the price of our car.
Yeah.
But it is also designed with a clear strategy of being the most efficient you can get out there. The one thing that we see not only with Lightyear is that a lot of other companies are also going into solar. Maybe not as consequent as we are, but they're going in there. So we see from a lot of other established car makers solar yeah. components.
More in support of...
They're doing it under the glass of their yeah. roof. So it's more a feature. It's not yeah. really a full replacement of a fourth way of charging. Solar basically is a fourth way of charging, yeah. extra level one, level two, and DC charging. But all the others that we've seen so far did not integrate it in polymer. They always use glass. Yeah. And that is expensive. But of course, it's a tested technology. You have that on your roof. A car maker knows how to put glass on a roof. Mm-hmm. So our technology is, to our knowledge, so far the only one where you can make it really affordable, integrated in a fender, a quarter panel, a door. It's robust and doesn't cost much.
Is a company like Lightyear a company that you might team up with? If you don't get the funding, they'll probably get the same struggles with funding. Yeah. And
they're also planning a small car, of course.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Well, it's speculation, right? I can only tell you, of course, we have plans for the future. And I mean, we also share them very openly, right? We say... The way we go now with that campaign is also a kind of vote. If you know, if there are not 3,500 yep. people with the down payment, we say like it's also a kind of vote. Okay, then you know we continue with the solar business, but not with yeah. the sign anymore. Of course, like our hearts will break, but
yeah.
that will be then the way. And so, what will happen afterwards with the project sign is you know only like I cannot give some. Speculations there, because we see right now the campaign is our best way, and if not, we continue with the solar business, right? That's the only thing that we know for sure.
It's exciting times ahead yeah. of you.
If people want to, are interested in the car, just one more thing, because yes. this is the only option they have.
Yes.
The Sion.
So it's the sign comes in one
version.
Variation, in one version.
One version.
And
it's always black.
Always black.
So it's actually the T-Ford under the solar cars.
Yeah,
we
do like to say you can buy our car in any color.
As long as it's
black. And it's not
and
only
it's not
true. Yes.
Black.
That yeah. actually has a scientific reason.
Really?
There are only very few angles in a shiny car that is good from a sun perspective because it reflects a lot.
Yeah.
If you want more indirect light and want it from all different angles, matte is the better choice. So it's not a fashion statement. But we also like it, of course, in matte. But this is also to optimize the range and the yield from solar.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, European tour now.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you
with
very
this.
Much.
Thank you.
Thank you for your visit.
Yeah.
When do you decide about the future of Scion? When will this moment be?
Well, it's 50 days. And we already, like 10 days have already passed. So, end of January will be...
Oh,
no, the end of the campaign.
Exciting times.
It's exciting times, yes. Yeah.
Thank you for your time with us.
Hey, thank you
it
for being interested.
And hopefully a lot of listeners will join your campaign. And we'll
Would
see if the sign will hit the roads.
Yes.
Thank you
Say
very
sign.
Much.
Thank you
Jonah
so much.
Jonah Christians, co-founder and CEO at Sono Motors and COO Thomas Hausch of Sono Motors. Dit was een extra aflevering van de Nationale Autoshow. Terugluisteren kan via de website, de app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify of waar je het maar wil luisteren.
Geef mij de microfoon eens, want dan kan ik vertellen dat je niet moet vergeten te abonneren. Volg ons Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn. En ik ben Wouter Karsen.
En ik ben Meinert Schut. Tot vrijdag.
Vrijdag zijn we er gewoon weer. Leuk, hè?
De Nationale Autoshow wordt mede mogelijk gemaakt door Leaseplan. Leaseplan. What's next?
De allernieuwste telefoon, een grote huis, een dikke auto voor de deur, verre vakanties. Ik gun het je van harte, hoor. Maar wat heb je eraan als ondertussen de planeet verder opwarmt en naar de galamiezen gaat? Wil je echt weten hoe het zit en wat we eraan kunnen doen? Luister dan naar BNR Duurzaam elke maandag tussen 3 en half 4 op de radio en altijd online als podcast. Want die volhoudbare wereld, die maken we samen.
BNR Duurzaam wordt mede mogelijk gemaakt door Milieuservice Nederland. De ondernemende afvalpartner voor zakelijk Nederland.